left off last week with the necessity of regeneration. And tonight, we're going to look at the nature of the new birth. John chapter 3. Our cord here is just all tangled up. I'll fix that later. John 3 and verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. The nature of regeneration. Now, last week, we spent a great deal of time on the necessity. And the fact of the matter is, if you grasp the truth of man's total depravity, that is the systemic problem in humanity. It has nothing to do with the color of one's skin or their gender. It has to do with the fact that they are born in sin, that they choose to sin, they live in sin, they're ungodly, they're unholy, they're unrighteous, they're impure, they're without hope, without God in the world. And that's why they must be born again. That was my condition. I was dead in trespassing and sins. I was blinded by Satan. I was in bondage to my sin nature. I delighted in that which displeased God. I was on the broad road that leads to destruction. It's true of everyone apart from Jesus Christ. And that's why he's telling one of the most religious people of the day, who was well respected, Jesus tells Nicodemus of the Pharisees, you must be born again. He didn't tell him how to be born again. He just told him, if you're going to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. So, a lot of people talk about being born again, the new birth, regeneration. What does it mean? Well, it is a miraculous change that the Spirit of God performs on the sinner. That sinner that is dead, that is in darkness, that is in bondage, the Spirit of God gives them life. And it is a change in man's soul that enables him to enter into God's kingdom. And this change comes from the Spirit. So regeneration is not within you. You don't have the power to perform the new birth on yourself because you're dead. All you have is the flesh. The flesh profits nothing. You must be born again. And the only way you can be born again is if the Spirit of God gives you life. Now, it's referred to over in Titus chapter 3 as regeneration. It says in Titus chapter 3, and I always like to read the verses before because a lot of times people don't consider this. He says this in verse 3 of Titus 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes, you know, this is something about sinners. They don't want to admit things like this. But I tell you what, when you're saved, when you're truly born of God, God gives you the ability to see what you really are and what you were. And notice what Paul says about himself. We ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That's the condition of every natural, carnal, unsaved man. But notice what he says. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not of works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy hath He saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The work of regeneration. Regeneration is an instantaneous work of God's Spirit whereby a holy disposition, a holy nature is given to the elect. The Bible talks about a new man which is created after the image of God in righteousness and true holiness. Where does that new man come from? By the creative work of the Holy Spirit. He creates within us a spiritual nature. The affections are renewed in love to God. The mind is enlightened and made capable of understanding in the spiritual realm. And it is a dramatic, revolutionary, radical, miraculous change. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, there are several ways that the work of regeneration and the result it produces, several ways in which it's illustrated. This wonderful change that takes place in regeneration is illustrated in many ways. And I can't emphasize this enough. You've had to be changed in order to be saved. I can't tell you how many times I've knocked on somebody's door and I've started talking to them about the Lord, or I'm witnessing to them somewhere out in the community, and I've heard people make that, well, I've been saved all my life. And I want to say to them, it takes everything I got to bite my lip and say, that's a lie. Nobody's been saved all their life, because we were born in sin. We lived a life of sin. There must be a time when the Spirit of God deals with you and brings you to spiritual life, out of that deadness, out of that darkness. And believe me, if that work has taken place, it changes you forever. You'll never be the same. And so I always tell folks, if you've never been changed, you've never been saved. I don't care how religious you are, how many times you've been baptized, how many dollars you've put in the offering box, how well you can sing in the choir. None of that matters if you're not born of God. If you're not born of the Spirit. Regeneration, or being born again. This describes the miracle of grace in man. In physical generation, new life is imparted and a family likeness is produced. And that's the same truth that takes place in the new birth. It's a wonderful picture of God's grace in man. Now, nobody here was born of themselves. None of you performed a self-birth. In fact, it happened totally out of your control. And so it is with the new birth. It is a work that only God can perform. Only God can give spiritual life. So, and it's interesting to me the way the pictures of regeneration or the new birth. It's likened unto a resurrection. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. We quote this often to illustrate the point of the miracle of the new birth. It's like bringing someone who was dead to life. Ephesians 2:1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." Verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved." So it's like a resurrection. We often don't think in terms of this. What if you were at a funeral and somebody was literally raised from the dead? Wouldn't that cause quite a stir? I mean, if somebody's laying there dead in the casket and in the middle of the service, the guy sits up and says, "I'm back to life." Man, a lot of people probably run. But it would be so extraordinary, wouldn't it? That's what the new birth is. It's something so extraordinary. It's like raising someone from the dead who had no life, no spiritual affection, no desire for God. They're changed to where now they love God. They want to serve God. They believe on Jesus Christ. Their life, their purpose, they're all changes. It is a resurrection from death to life. It's likened unto a renewal. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." It is a renewal. God puts, by His Spirit, renews you and opens up your mind to see the truth as it is in Jesus, the truth about who you are, what you've done, your sinfulness. And at that very moment, this renewal, God makes you see your need to repent and believe the gospel. It's likened unto a translation. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." It's as if God took you from the broad road that leads to destruction, that road that's filled with darkness and depravity and degradation and unholiness. And miraculously, he takes you from there and translates you and puts you in the narrow way. And puts you in Christ to walk in His ways, to follow Him, to listen to Him. It is a literal translation from one state to another, miraculously. It's likened unto receiving a new heart in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. It is so beyond our comprehension that God literally takes that old, dead, cold, hard heart and gives us a new one. A new nature created in righteousness and true holiness that is filled, that the Holy Ghost sheds abroad the love of God in our heart. And gives us a desire to walk in His ways, to know Him, to delight in Him, to worship Him. That's what regeneration does. It gives you a new heart. It's like God writing His law in your heart. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 8. Now this must be a tough one for the antinomians. I've said all along, there is nothing wrong with God's law. It's holy and just and good. And so in regeneration, what does God do? He writes His law in our heart. In fact, Paul the Apostle said in Romans chapter 7, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In the new birth, an inward man, the new man is created. And what does it delight in? What does it love? God's law, His righteousness, His expressions and revelation of righteousness. But look what it says here, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And he's describing the terms of the new covenant for elect Israel. And that's exactly what happens to every one of God's elect. I've already talked about being a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In fact, that's my go-to verse. It's one of my favorites to describe the radical transformation. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 6. Well, let's look at verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, that's a little g, Satan, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake, for God. Now notice, where does this originate with? God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He gives us light. It's also likened to a creation. In Second Ephesians. There is no second Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Everybody knows verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship. Notice again. It's not you that does this. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And let me tell you something. If your religious experience does not, if you don't prove it with good works, you've never been born again. Let's just put it plain and simple. Good works won't save you, but they do show that you are saved. And it's shown all the way through Scripture. So these are ways that regeneration is illustrated, and then the experience of regeneration. This really is something that takes place above the human consciousness. And the new birth is the work of regeneration, is something that is just miraculous. It's hard for me to explain. It is a work of the Spirit that thoroughly transforms your mind, your will, your heart, to where immediately, and by the way, regeneration is a one-time event. It takes place one time. And how do you recognize that someone has been born of God? The immediate fruit is repentance and saving faith. Immediately. As soon as somebody's born again, they exercise the spiritual gifts of repentance and saving faith. So regeneration is an act of God, and the fruit of that is conversion that responds to the gospel, where we repent and believe. Next week, we're going to look at the agent of regeneration and maybe get to the fruit of regeneration.